It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As part of WESA's Life of Learning initiative, we are devoting today's show to an examination of chronic absenteeism in area schools, the reasons behind it, the impact on students and the community, and finding solutions. According to a study by Johns Hopkins University, chronic absenteeism is a key driver of the nation's achievement, high school graduation, and college attainment gaps. And the pattern for students missing school begins as early as kindergarten. Joining us now in Studio A to look at exactly what chronic absenteeism is and the reasons behind it are Dr. Linda Lane, superintendent of the Pittsburgh Public Schools, the second largest school district in Pennsylvania. Dr. Lane, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
And also with us is Dr. Linda Hippert, executive director of the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, which provides special ed services to 42 school districts in Allegheny County. Dr. Hippert, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Ken Smythe-Lystico, assistant director at the University of Pittsburgh Office of Child Development and director of Ready Freddy, Pathways to Kindergarten Success. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh, Ken.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Again, the number, 412-246-2002. How does the problem of chronic absenteeism affect you? What ideas do you have for possible solutions? I'll direct the first question to all three of you, because throughout this program, we will be referring to chronic absenteeism. So what is the accepted definition? How does that translate into the number of missed class days? Let's start with Dr. Linda Lane.
For us, we're defining that as 10 to 19 days, but there is even a more severe category called severe, which is 20 or more days of absenteeism.
Now, 10 to 19 days, mm-hmm. that if the high end of that, 18, 19 days, that we're talking about what, 10% of the time?
Yeah, we're getting close to a month of school. And I think it's always important for us to remember school's only in session 180 days in most cases. So you can have a month of that is, you know, pretty significant.
So we're all pretty much agreed on the definition?
Yeah, I would add the element that often when we think of attendance, we think of when you miss days, those unexcused absences. But this definition is both excused and unexcused that add up to be this 10%.
So we're saying it doesn't matter why the student is not attending, and this is simply a reflection of attendance, period, for whatever reason.
Any day out of seat.
So then what's the difference between absenteeism and truancy? Dr. Hippert?
So truancy is when a student is illegally absent from school, and they do not have an excused reason for that absence. And in Pennsylvania, that is also defined in our school code when a student is absent from school more than 3 days. And then we go through a process of taking them 3 days without a reason for that absence. And we actually take them to the magistrate because the parents are responsible for bringing the student to school.
So absenteeism, you're not there. Truancy is you're not there and you should be. You have no reason for not being there.
Right. But I think as we talk about this today, it's important that we are talking. It's not so important the reason as it is that students are not there for a significant number of days of school, not receiving instruction.
Is there a myth surrounding the absentee student in terms of socioeconomics? Do they have the smarts, the intellectual capabilities, that kind of thing?
Oh, many of them are quite capable. So it cuts across all lines of class, of student success in school. So we do know, though, it is a factor that contributes to success. So that's why it's so important that the students that are at school more learn more, which, of course, is a pretty simple solution right there, but it's true. But no, it is not specific to a single demographic.
It does seem to be, based on the research, that for a number of these students, if they're in a low, if they're part of a family that's in a low income bracket, if they are affected in some way by poverty, there's a correlation there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
There is.
What we see is, you know, quite often we want to think of what demographic is the low attender. And surprisingly, people might not know that of the non-attenders, one-third of their parents went to college, that in fact 60% are in two-parent households. But the aspects that do seem to be more predictive of a child not attending do relate to poverty.
Go ahead, Dr. Hippert.
So in Allegheny County, in the suburban schools, which we serve, the 42, of the 42 schools, the lower percentage rates, which range from 89% attendance at the lowest rate to 96% attendance at the highest rate, but there is a direct correlation to our lowest performing schools academically and the lower rates of attendance. But to the typical person who looks at those percentages, it's somewhat confusing because we might look at 90% as we do grades in school and not think that that's bad. So we have to look closer at the number of days that are being missed and how that does have an impact on student achievement, as we have been discussing.
What Linda also is talking about is the
Linda
student.
Hippert.
Yes, I'm sorry, Linda Hippert is discussing is the student daily average, which for many years has been the marker of attendance. And what we're now learning that it actually masks this problem with chronic absence. So in a school that has 90% student daily average, so on most days 90% of the kids are there, that in any if you look at a large number of missed days by any given student, 40% of the kids could be missing enough days that it would impact their education.
And I want to go back to you again, Dr. Hippert, because absenteeism, it's not just an urban issue, is it?
No, it is not. And there's many reasons for absenteeism. And I know today we are looking purely at students being in their seats in school, but the reasons vary why students aren't there from school to school. But it is occurring in our high-performing districts and our very affluent districts, as well as lower-performing or lower socioeconomic, perhaps just different reasons. Parents take vacations. Parents take their students out of school for a variety of reasons. With technology today, however, we have some options to make up time for some students so that we're providing instruction in other ways. And I think
they can do things online, for example.
They can do things online. We can video. And it's not exactly, we know that this as well, it's not the same as being there. But I mentioned we're looking at attendance today in isolation. However, there's much more to a quality education than students just being there. As educators, we also have that responsibility to make sure the time that students are there is quality time, and there's quality instruction and positive relationships with teachers so that students want to come to school and want to be there, and that they're really, even parents who may not get their children there, they are pushing them to, the kids are actually influenced and saying, I want to be in school.
Yeah, I would like to just follow up with that. I totally agree that what happens in school is very, very important. But it starts with having children there, so that's kind of step one. We've done a lot of efforts in our district around teacher practice and supporting our teachers to improve their practice. But even our very best teachers are not going to be able to be totally successful with students who are not at school. I do think it is very important that if kids are not at school, they know they're going to miss something. There's something going on there that's interesting, and I want to be there simply because I don't want to miss out. Teachers can help create that climate in classrooms, but it is truly going to take both families and schools working together on solving the problem.
A recent Johns Hopkins study cites three main reasons for absenteeism. They are a student unable to attend due to illness or taking care of a younger sibling, afraid to attend, and the student or parent doesn't see the value of going to school. How do you respond?
Yeah, I think on the first space, I mean, yes, students do get ill just like adults do, and they're going to be missing some days of school for that. That's the afraid to attend really points out the fact that you have to ask kids why they're not there. Talk to families. Find out. Don't assume you know the reason, because if that's the case, then there's something that possibly could be addressed to help them feel differently about what's going on at school. So with the kids that are absent the most, it actually is going to take one-to-one contact with them, because I don't believe there's a single solution that's going to work for every single one of them. We have students that are taking care of younger siblings. That's a challenging issue. We can't just tell them to walk away and leave them there. So we have to figure out what could be a solution for a high school student, for example, that has that responsibility.
And Dr. Lane, this is not just a Pittsburgh region issue, is it?
No, absolutely not. In a way, we have the advantage of working with some districts around the country that have been in this work already. And so we're looking forward to that opportunity of learning more about what some best practices might look like.
And Ken, what do we know about what's happening nationwide?
What we know is, first of all, we are happy to report that this isn't necessarily one of those additional crises, the public schools are failing us again, but this is one of those issues that has raised awareness around an indicator, a way of kind of mapping onto what number of kids are missing days that are leading to poor outcomes. But what we also know from our other partners across the nation are their solutions. And these solutions are, one, around awareness, two, around making the environment more engaging, and the teacher effectiveness that Dr. Lane had talked about, but then the community rallying to make sure that those other barriers that might be out there, whether they be a walking path or a safe environment to getting to school or transportation issues, that we can, if we tackle all of those three areas, that we can see a great change, and we can see it fairly quickly.
And our superintendents in the county, some of them have cited the fact that many grandparents or guardians are raising children. Mm-hmm. And there's a disconnect between that parent getting the child to school and some of the issues associated with that. And they see that as a challenge as well.
One of the really alarming statistics that jumps out at you is in the, I believe, the 2011-2012 school year, nearly one in two high school students in the district, Pittsburgh Public Schools, was chronically absent. Dr. Lane, has that been the case for the most part in the past?
Honestly, last year was the first year we looked at it that way. As Ken described, before that, we thought, you know, we were in a pretty good space on this because under No Child Left Behind, we had to report attendance. And we were looking at it in the typical way, just, well, how many days were kids not at school with no excuse? And if you look at it that way, it looks pretty good. But when you look at it, how many days were kids at school? That's a whole different picture. And so it certainly got our attention, especially as, you know, we have goals running improving the achievement of our students and closing our racial disparities. And we know that in order to be able to accomplish either or both, hopefully, of those goals, it starts with having our children in class.
Does attendance or, conversely, absenteeism impact the funding school districts receive from the state?
Only the unexcused piece is really examined in that way in terms of ADA. So we do report that to the state. But the fact is, for kids that just, you know, the number of days that kids are at school really doesn't have a bearing on funding.
There are a lot of factors that go into this, but and I'll just toss this question up to either of the three of you. When it comes to kids missing school, is it attributable to a lack of communication between parents and teachers and administrators? How much of that, just the breakdown in communications, accounts for this problem?
Well, I mean, I can speak for some of our 42 schools, but most or all of them have some system in place of communication from the third absence to the fifth absence, whether it's a nurse, a guidance counselor making contact, or if it's an elementary student, it's the classroom teacher, and then moving towards, if necessary, going to the magistrate, meetings with principals, and so forth. So that changes some behavior. And But obviously, from the data, we haven't seen that it has drastically improved, even when those plans are in place. So it's time for us to look at different strategies that perhaps will work better.
And before we end this segment, because we need to take a break, but just so that we're clear and everybody knows what the parameters are, what is the legal requirement for children attending school? How is it enforced?
Well, I think as Dr. Hippert described, it is that we do, once kids have had a number of unexcused absences, yes, we have what we call a truancy reduction plan that is put in place, working with the parents to try to find out what is the problem, how can we get kids to school. Now, if that doesn't work out, then, of course, the option is to report the parent to the magistrate for not having their child attend. And it's not that we don't or shouldn't do that, but the fact of the matter is that usually is not the road to solution. And even working with our magistrates on this, they agree that that generally doesn't improve the situation to any great extent.
Well, we need to take a break. I want to thank Ken Smythe-Lystico, Assistant Director of the University of Pittsburgh Office of Child Development, for being with us. And thank you so much for joining us on this segment of the program. I also want to thank Linda Hippert, Executive Director of the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, for joining us. And Linda Lane is going to be sticking around with us. And actually, Ken Smythe-Lystico will be staying with us for a latter segment in the program as well. Coming up, we'll look at the impact of chronic absenteeism on students and the community. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.